WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and connected. It's streaming everywhere on the Civic Media
network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Now, I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC, excellent. On a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
clearly at this point what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker. That's always been a high profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Hometown Radio Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, which, you know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within parties as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Hometown Radio Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, which, you know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Shots rang out at a New Hampshire psychiatric hospital. Colonel Mark Hall of the New Hampshire State Police.
The entire incident was contained within the lobby of the hospital. The victim was administered CPR on site and transported to the Concord Hospital. Unfortunately, that individual is now deceased.
And a state trooper who was working at the hospital fatally shot the suspect. No word on a motive. The United Nations is warning of the growing possibility of widespread starvation in Gaza because of a lack of fuel, saying it could not deliver aid today. The warning comes as Israel agreed for the first time to allow two tankers to enter the besieged territory daily. CBS's Willie James Inman with more on the Israel-Hamas war.
Israel's defense system intercepted rockets fired over Tel Aviv Friday night, while its military continued airstrikes, saying it will hit Hamas targets all over the Gaza Strip. This Palestinian woman said she and her family evacuated from Gaza City to the south to avoid the fighting, only to lose her sisters, son, and a daughter in a missile attack. In Gaza City, Israeli troops continue to search Al-Shifa Hospital. They showed CBS News a tunnel they say is proof Hamas used the medical complex as a command center.
Flexible work schedules mean millions of Americans are getting a jump start on Turkey Day travel. CBS's Chris Van Cleave takes a look at what could be a record week at the airports and on the roads.
Thanksgiving is still 6 days away, nearly a week out. The airlines expected today to be the fourth busiest of the holiday stretch. And here at Miami's airport, they're preparing for a record. They expect nearly 2 million holiday flyers.
Now, weather could put a dent in Thanksgiving travel plans. Portions of the West could be blanketed with anywhere from 6 to 12 inches of snow this weekend, and powerful winds could slow you down in the southern plains. Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Warren says on Sunday,
Oklahoma, parts of Texas, including the Dallas-Fort Worth area, could see some stronger thunderstorms. And then on Monday, the threat area shifts a little bit farther to the east, still in the south. East Texas, a lot of Louisiana, southern Arkansas, and Mississippi in the danger zone for some of the stronger storms.
A new resolution to expel GOP Congressman George Santos is introduced after a scathing ethics committee report. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
Maryland Democrat Glenn Ivey helped conduct the ethics committee probe into Santos.
What struck you most from what you found?
Just how repeated it was. I mean, it was just so brazen and obvious at some level.
Caitlin Armstrong of Texas, who was convicted of killing pro cyclist Mo Wilson, is sentenced to 90 years in prison. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated text.
Want them to use those that name and those images. So they have to change their name. They have to change their mascot. I know that means that they would have to, it's going to cost some money to scrape that image off your gym floor and off of the stadiums and, you know, remove those uniforms. We did not allocate any dollars towards that because we had no idea who would do anything, if anybody would. That's not to say we wouldn't reconsider that down the road, but by 2025, if they did not receive that exemption, schools need to make that change. And just a lot of money in American Indian aid for education, $11 million this year and $18 million for the next year. Remember, kids can start to carry sacred tobacco in schools. And a lot of it is around educating the schools and the school districts, but we just have tons and tons of really great stuff for our Indian schools. And I was really so impressed with those that are doing the work at the Department of Indian Education. We did not allocate any extra dollars for staff members, which was unfortunate because that meant for a heavy, heavy load for those that were already there. And so we want to say a huge Wapila Tanka Pinagigi Pilamia to all of them because they picked the load up and they are making this happen, probably tripling their responsibilities. So, but the outcome is just so positive that I'm really excited.
That is exciting. That wouldn't happen without the trifecta. And what kind of backup or teeth does this bill have? Is there funding involved if they don't change their name back? How does that work, or does it work?
Well, there isn't any funding that was put into. Are you talking about the mascots?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. We didn't have any money in there because, again, we weren't sure who was going to apply for the exemption and who wasn't. But as the chair of education finance in Minnesota, I would be curious to hear if this is a hardship, because, you know, the last thing we want to do is take money out of the kids' actual resources for learning. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to take them to have to use their money for out of general ed or any of these other buckets that they receive. But, you know, I think I told you that we've been traveling around the state, visiting different schools, talking to administrators, students, teachers, whatnot. You know, there was one school whose booster club was able to put together like $80,000 to redo their school gymnasium floor. And this had nothing to do with mascots. So this was just a regular. And so perhaps there are ways that the communities can come together and support their schools in that way. But, you know, it was not my intent to cause extra burdens onto the schools. And sometimes that does happen.
Yeah, it does. So what do we got to look forward to here? I know we got Thanksgiving coming up, and it's a family get together, and we all should remember why that is. We won't have you on next week because of that shopping day and then Thanksgiving. What are you and your family going to be doing?
Well, I think we've got over 40 family members coming to dinner. Thankfully, not at my house, at my sister's house, but they're coming from far and wide. I can tell you that. Some folks that we haven't seen for a while, some family members we've just rediscovered in the last few years. My kids and grandkids will be there, so it'll be a full day of family and feasting, that's for sure.
Wow, that's exciting. And it's that time of year. It's warm out. There's people moving here in Minnesota. Have you had any updates on that? Because I don't know who I was talking to, but maybe it was a couple shows ago, Haley, that we were talking about people moving here and moving to Duluth. And I know Bob Blake from Red Lake was talking about the Solar Bear with the Solar News that people were going to be moving here, and then they stopped in the Twin Cities. Have you heard of any kind of shift in people moving here? And I know it's a safe place for our relatives to move here too, not just the weather.
Yeah, I have. You know, when a lot of the states were banning any kind of support for our trans kids, mm-hmm. there were families that realized that their families, their children weren't safe in the state that they lived in. And so there was discussion about a lot of families moving to Minnesota to be safe. My son was recently telling me about some friends of his whose family kind of migrated south, keeping a house here in the Twin Cities, but they're realizing that the heat is so intense during the summer and the lack of water. I mean, it's not conducive to a positive standard of living. And so they're all moving back to Minnesota. And I think we're going to see more and more of that. I know it happened during the pandemic.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. One person is dead after a gunman opened fire in the lobby of a New Hampshire psychiatric hospital. State police say a trooper shot and killed the gunman. State Health and Human Services Commissioner Lori Weaver.
This is a difficult and unimaginable day for our employees and for our community. We will continue to make resources available in the coming hours and days.
In the Israel-Hamas war, the lack of fuel has hit the humanitarian effort hard. The BBC's Nick Beek in Jerusalem has more on what the Israeli army's military said.
The Israeli war cabinet announced that they would allow some fuel to come into Gaza. They're very keen that Hamas don't get their hands on this fuel.
President Biden has wrapped up the APEC summit in San Francisco, saying all Asia-Pacific nations and the United States have a responsibility to work together in areas including artificial intelligence.
We must ensure that the digital technologies like artificial intelligence are used to uplift, not limit, the potential of our people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Environmentalists are urging Governor Evers to stop a land swap to create a new luxury golf course on the shore of Lake Michigan. Two groups say the proposed exchange would set a bad precedent for state parks and protected lands. The plan would take 5 acres from the Kohler Andre State Park. Opponents say it would damage the shoreline environment. Supporters say a new golf course would bring economic development. Flu, COVID-19, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. Health officials are urging people to get vaccinated. The Department of Health Services says hospital admissions for flu and RSV nearly doubled this week from last week. COVID-19 hospitalizations are also up slightly this month. Fewer than 1 in 4 people in Wisconsin have had the flu shot, and only 9% have had this year's COVID booster. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Multh. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s, and right around 55 for a high on Sunday with more sun. Rain likely Monday. A high in the upper 40s, much colder for the rest of next week through Thanksgiving. Right now it's 33.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, they do great work, and love partnering with them. Hey, we have a special, two special guests on. One of them is one of the originators of Native Roots Radio over 6 years ago, Jaleesa McKee, and we also have Bradley Lewis on, and we're going to be talking about New Native Theater. Jaleesa, welcome back to the show as always.
Hey, Kadagi, Jaji, Pina Gigi for having me.
Yeah, well, just everyone, if you don't know, Jaleesa is my oldest daughter here, and she's number one. And also, Jaleesa, you helped start Native Roots Radio many years ago, and you were a big part of that first year.
Yeah, humble beginnings. I still remember doing like the Facebook Lives at the studio, the AM950 studio.
That's right. Well, we got big news, and you're, you know, I thought I was going to be the big shot of the family, but basically you are now the big shot of the family. And tell everybody what's going on and what you're doing, and why I'm so proud to have you on, and so proud to be your judge.
I would still say you're the star. You're the elder.
Elder star.
And I would say we all have our amazing roles in the family. Yeah. No, but again, thank you for having me. I just want to introduce myself as Chashkashep Wakaha Winga, Holy Eagle Woman of Ho-Chunk Nation. I'm super happy to be on here with Bradley and also with my cousin Haley and you, Jaji. I am working as a full-time counselor. I work at a treatment center, so I'm very proud of that work that I do. I'm able to work specifically with our Native population and meet with them. And I also work as an actor. So I have a show coming up with New Native Theater that Bradley and I can talk more about. But yeah.
That's awesome. And let's get Bradley aboard. But before we give Bradley the, you know, checking him out and seeing what he's all about, I love that you said actor and not actress. That's just always been a thing for me, knowing actors all these years, is because do you call a woman doctor, a doctress? So I really appreciate that. So that's cool. Hey, Bradley, welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Gwatsi Sahalpa. Hello, everyone, and Dawaye for having me as well. My name is Bradley Lewis. I am a member of the Acoma Pueblo in New Mexico, and I'm super honored to be here with my co-star, Jaleesa. And it's just so exciting to be working with New Native Theater and being in Minneapolis for the first time. I don't know if you all know this, but I'm typically New York-based, so I have the honor of coming out to Minneapolis to do some really great theater.
That's awesome. And I don't know if you know this, and our relatives in Wisconsin know this, that Minnesota or Minneapolis has more theaters per capita everywhere except New York. And that's something we're really proud of here. And there's theater everywhere, and it's just a great place to enjoy the arts. Hey, let's talk about Jaleesa real quick, when the play is, and then maybe we can go back to that too. And then also a little bit about what it's about.
Yes, I would love to. So we are in a show with New Native Theater, and I do want to say shout out to them. It's an amazing organization. Mm-hmm. You've had Rihanna on the show quite a bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one of, I believe, 8 Native American theaters in the nation. So that's really exciting that we have that here in Minneapolis. And the play is called Christmas in Ochapi. And it opens at Red Eye Theater on, let's see, November 29th. And our shows, and then the closing show is December 17th. Mm-hmm. And our shows are at 7:30 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday. And then on Sundays are the matinee shows at 2 p.m.
Cool. And Bradley, maybe you can talk a little bit about what the play's about and what we can be looking for.
So it's a super timely show because it's all about the holidays, which of course are just on the horizon for us all. And one thing about it, so it's we follow the Wheatley family. They're a Miccosukee family, which is a tribe based down in Florida in the Everglades. And my character, Junior, comes home for the holidays. He's got an older brother by the name of Donny Boy. And he's they get up to all sorts of shenanigans. The mom, Virginia, and the father, Bo, played by Genevieve. What's Genevieve's last name again?
Lane.
Genevieve Lane plays Virginia, and Thomas Draskovich plays Bo. They're both amazing as well. David Valentine is playing Donny Boy, but we all come home and we converge together. You know, it's up to the interpretation of whether or not my character's been home in a while. So we're dealing with some seeing each other for the first time again. And then I'm bringing my fiance by the name of Audrey, played by the wonderful Jaleesa McKee. And we come home. The catch is Audrey is white and she's coming home for Native Christmas. And she's about to see what it's really all about. And we get up to all sorts of craziness, and old grudges come up and new problems arise. It's a lot of fun. And one thing about it is I couldn't tell you any time that I've ever heard of a Native holiday story, right? Mm-hmm. You look at all of those classic films that, you know, a lot of us were brought up on, Home Alone, what are some of the other ones? A Christmas Story or...
On 34th Street. Oh, exactly. I'm old.
All of those are all Caucasian Christmas stories, and that's great and wonderful. But we are, as a Native people, we have holidays and rituals and things that are we celebrate as well, and we do it our way. And so you get to see the Wheatley family do it their way, and it is so fun.
Jaleesa, playing a white person and knowing Indian ways, is that an advantage for you?
Yes, I would say, you know, there's a few different, I actually told Bradley this the other day. It was interesting being casted as Audrey. When I was auditioning, I knew I was up for Audrey or another character. Her name is Summer, and Summer is Native and from the tribe. So I thought that it was alluded to that I was going to be cast as the Native woman in the show. So, it was a little bit of a surprise, but we kind of laugh because there's plenty of white people that have played Native people.
Exactly.
And so I am doing the opposite. And it's been an advantage in terms of understanding why this story is important. It's hilarious, I will say. I know I'm biased, but I think people will really enjoy the comedy element of it. But yeah, I think... To play her is to understand kind of that other side of coming into community, that you really care about that community, but you really don't know and you don't understand. So I feel for her, and it's been really fun to play her.
Audrey's doing her best. She's really
she's doing her best. Yeah,
that's awesome. And you'll be fitted for a wig very soon, I hear rumors. And then our friend Roya is playing a police officer, did I hear?
Yes, she is. She's the res cop.
Yeah.
Officer Patty.
Right on.
Yes, Officer Patty. It's been so much fun.
Yeah, and I guess she was a part of the original reading of this play, or was that the last play you were in? I get him
confused. Of this one. Yep. Yeah. And Genevieve and Thomas were in the last production for those that came to see that. And it's really interesting, the contrast of that. I think we needed a comedy after that play. I cherish that time so much. So it's really going to be fun for people to see new Native theater put on this comedy after following up that.
That's a really good point. Go ahead, Brad. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. We should plug Montana Cypress, the wonderful playwright.
Yes, please do, Bradley.
And he has created an amazing original piece that is really, it's truly unlike anything I've ever been a part of. And I've been lucky enough to do a fair amount of plays in the span of my career so far. This one is truly, it's unique and it's so, so hilarious. We are laughing all the time in rehearsals. And Montana is so open to changes that fit the show. We had a running gig because all of the men in my family in this show, they all have long hair, and I obviously do not. And so we added a little funny bit about, you know, like Virginia, my mom's like, why'd you cut your hair without telling me? And so, like, you know, it's the whole thing. Yes. And he's been so open to even the tiniest little details that kind of make the show fit specifically for the cast that we're working with right now. And he's
so the playwright's with you working on the play.
Yes.
Oh, that's that in itself is amazing.
Yes, very hands-on. I'm so glad you brought that up, Bradley.
Yeah, so give us the time. We got a couple more minutes here to kibitz, but that's to get the dates and the time and the location again, Jaleesa.
Yeah, so it's going to be at Red Eye Theater. We open as soon as November 29th. And in my experience, the last shows sold out. So get your tickets ahead of time. But November 29th, and then we close on December 17th. Wednesday through Saturday performance are at 7:30 p.m. I do recommend getting there early because parking is limited. So 7:30 p.m. and then the Sunday shows are at 2 p.m. Red Eye Theater in Minneapolis.
So you'll have plenty of time to get my Christmas present because you'll have like 7 days before after the play.
Precisely.
Right on. I appreciate that. Bradley, too, you can get me a Christmas present, too. And
oh, of course. Right. I would never dream of doing the opposite.
Right on. All right. Well, you guys, we got a couple more minutes. What else would you like to say about this play? How long does it run? Do we know the running time?
Yeah, it's going to be probably about 90 minutes right now, and there'll be no intermission. I should also mention that the tickets are pay as you can or as you wish, with a suggested starting price of $35. Though, of course, we want theater to be accessible. That's a broader issue throughout the theater community as a whole. So we're trying our best here to make it something that anybody and everybody can come to.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. And Jaleesa, any last words here before we let you go?
Check out what Bradley is up to and all of his acting endeavors. It's great to have you and have somebody that's based in New York come out here and create art, especially for the Native community.
Well, I just love how Native Minneapolis is. I didn't quite realize that. It's been amazing to be here and to feel immediately welcomed by the community and get to do something that I hope speaks to a lot of us here.
Right on, Bradley. I'll give you a big ho-wah. And and a big peeny geegy. Thanks, Jaleesa, Bradley, Haley. We'll have you guys on again when we get even closer to the show. This has been fun. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back with Wendy and our sacred animal portion. Oh,
are you thinking about college? Consider checking out Minnesota Private Colleges. These 18 nonprofit institutions keep the focus on students with small classes and professors who will get to know you. You'll find students from all backgrounds, and no two colleges are alike. And when it comes to cost, they're more affordable than you think. Find the college that's right for you at mnprivatecolleges.org/possible. mnprivatecolleges.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, Haley, do you know what time of the year it is right now?
What time of year is it? It's football season, isn't it?
And hockey, but really, and well, in basketball too.
It's a season for a lot.
We're only missing baseball, but no, what I was going to say, it's like time to set up your insurance. If you need to do that, MinSure is out there ready to help us.
Yes, MinSure is the one-stop destination for health insurance and tax savings in Minnesota. They actually provide assistance to everyone, no matter your income. So, remember, MinSure doesn't sell insurance. They help you find it. So you can learn more at MinSure.org.
Excellent. Hey, I feel like howling for MinSure, but we already howled for wolves. And, you know, it's Friday and it's just like a celebration day. And I know Wendy's working hard and she's given us another segment on our sacred animals section. So, Haley, why don't we take a listen to Wendy and what she's got the Fun Fact Friday happening.
Absolutely. Take it away, Wendy.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley. Hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihi Hani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. Today, I wanted to talk to you about pigeons. And the reason why I want to do that is because I've been spending some time in New York City. I was there today for most of the day, and I noticed so many pigeons around, and so many of them, you know, you could even just walking down the sidewalk, they're there and they don't move. So you kind of have to like shuffle around and they kind of scoot around avoiding people. But they're very pretty birds. They have that like iridescent kind of shine to them and they are very pretty. And I know a lot of people think that they're nuisances and I'm sure that they are. You know, they make a mess and they carry diseases and whatnot. But I was just curious about these birds because just seeing them really practically my whole life, I really don't know much about them. So I was looking up some facts about them. So that's what I'm going to share with you tonight. There are hundreds of types of pigeons throughout the world. The species found in New York City is the rock dove. They're mostly gray and white bird with a stout body and small head that perches on nearly every building in the city. These pigeons have evolved to live alongside people, while the city itself seems to be the perfect environment for them. Some of the reasons pigeons do well in New York City are because of the great perching and nesting spots. All of New York City's tall buildings and infrastructure is the perfect alternative to a rock dove's natural habitat on sides of cliffs. I didn't know that. So I guess you find a lot of pigeons around tall buildings because of that reason, and I'm just realizing that now. Of course, there is abundant food in New York City. Whether people are feeding the pigeons or the birds find food on the ground or in the trash cans, pigeons in New York City are able to sustain themselves entirely off of human food. So there you go. They could just eat McDonald's all day long or whatever they find on the ground. So there you go. They are fast reproducers. So fast reproduction. Pigeons reproduce all year round. The average time from mating until hatching is only 1 month. The chicks will leave the nest after another month, but not before more chicks are born. If the overall population starts to decline, reproduction rates increase to offset it. So with these factors, comprehensive pigeon control, like bringing in falcons to prey on pigeons, has minimal effect because they'll just reproduce more. So there you go. Businesses use and property owners are using things like bird spikes, bird netting, visual deterrents, and more to keep pigeons away from their property and cutting down on the spread of bacteria and the messes that can cause from the droppings. And the droppings don't look very nice either. So I mean, I get it. I do still like the pigeons. So, and this is another question I've never even really thought of, but why don't we see baby pigeons, not only in New York City, but elsewhere? So when a rock pigeon finally leaves its nest, they are full-sized with adult feathers, and they look just like their parents. So that's why we never see baby pigeons, and I never really even thought about that. So I thought that was an interesting fact. So in New York City, and elsewhere, the lifespan of a pigeon, With regular food supply and favorable conditions, a feral pigeon can generally live up to 15 years, with the most elderly able to survive to the age of 30. However, the average lifespan tends to be much shorter, 3 to 5 years, and the typical lifespan of a New York City pigeon is only 1 to 3 years due to the harsh living conditions. I could see that. I mean, there's just so much traffic and pollution and people walking around. It doesn't surprise me, right? In what state is it illegal to frighten a pigeon? So there's actually a state in the United States where it is illegal to frighten a pigeon. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It is illegal in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to scare a pigeon. And this became legal or illegal the Christmas of 1659. And it's always been that way and they have never changed it. So you can't scare a pigeon if you're in Massachusetts. Pigeons mate for life. And I thought I this was a fact, but I wasn't positive. So pigeons mate for life. But if one partner dies, the survivor generally will attempt to find another mate. So, yeah, who wants to be alone, right? Often overlooked as a nuisance, pigeons are actually highly intelligent animals that can remember faces, see the world in vivid colors, navigate complex routes, deliver news, and even save lives. So we've all heard stories about the World War II pigeons who carried news back and forth, and that's really a wonderful thing. According to a number of environmental surveys and estimates, the number of pigeons in New York City is roughly 4 million. That is about one pigeon for every two people. With that many pigeons, there is no wonder why they are everywhere you turn. Pigeons spread out all across the five boroughs and do not migrate in the winter. Here is a very interesting fact about pigeons that I did not know, and I bet you most of you guys don't know either. Both the male and female pigeon produce milk. So produced from neck glands, infant pigeons look to both mom and dad for sustenance in the first few weeks of life. Staying warm is also a priority, so pigeons come with their own built-in down coats. They have a layer of soft, fluffy feathers they use to trap air bubbles and act as a layer of insulation. And despite their reputation, research shows that pigeons have amazingly visual, numerical, and memory abilities on par with some of the smartest bird species out there. So there you go. So just a few little fun facts about our New York City pigeons. And when you see a pigeon, you can remember all of these wonderful fun facts that I just shared for you. And back to you, Robert. Back to you, Haley. Thank you very much.
Wow. Wendy, thank you so much. Pina Gigi. Hey, you've been listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.